Thank you, and good Saturday, everyone. And hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. And East Carolina visiting Temple tonight. Kevin Monroe with me, Al Matt, on the Bonesville pregame podcast. And Kevin has been doing the Pirate Radio Network as analyst for 14 years, I believe, now, after a great career in the East Carolina secondary. And Kevin, we got off to a good start last week at home against Navy. Zay Jones setting the FBS career receptions record, breaking the mark held by former teammate Justin Hardy. The Atlanta Falcons had an open date, so Justin was able to be on hand. And when they had the recognition at midfield, East Carolina was leading 17-7. Navy subsequently got untracked, and 66-31 for the midshipmen. They were playing to wrap up the West Division title and a berth in the American Athletic Conference Championship game. It was a tough day, especially for the East Carolina defense last week.
Yeah, you know, it was an exciting beginning, as you mentioned. You know, everyone, it was such anticipation for Zay Jones. It was, you know, kind of the blackout game in terms of the stands and what the fans were wearing, and the team wore all black. And it was kind of cool. It's always exciting when that happens. And I think people were excited about the way the game started. The Pirates jumped out to a little bit of a lead, as you mentioned. And if you remember, they were up 14-7. With the ball going in, they run this play that they run quite a bit. They used to run it a lot with Anthony Scott, but they run the back out of the backfield on basically a little bit of a wheel route, and they hit James Summers right in the hands, and he dropped it, and he was wide open because there was double coverage on Zay Jones, and that would have put the Pirates up 21-7. And it seemed like at that point they had to settle for a field goal. Everything started to go downhill, and the Pirates have had so many struggles this year in the second quarter. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's at least two straight teams have scored 21 points in the second quarter, and I know other teams have done things that have been similar. So it's just been really strange how they've had decent first quarters or good first quarters, and then just kind of the wheels have kind of come off in the second quarter, and that happened again on Saturday. And so defensively, you felt like they had a little bit of a feeling for what was going on early on. They even got one stop, which is rare because Navy doesn't get stopped very often in games. But all of a sudden, they just kind of got warmed up, and that big fullback started hitting the hole, and the quarterback was a really good runner, and the pitch man. I mean, everything seemed to come together for them. They even hit a couple of long throws, so it turned out to be a long day for the Pirates.
Well, Kevin, Zay Jones has another record that's reachable today. The single season receptions mark, he needs 5 catches to break that record, and that's certainly within range of his capabilities.
You know, I mean that's something that should probably happen, you know, in the first quarter. And the cool thing about it is that Coach Montgomery recognizes what's going on. He recognizes this is something that doesn't happen very often, and he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that Zay gets that record. And I think that's great. You know, even though it's a team sport, you want to be able to kind of set that precedent that, hey, if we got somebody that's doing something special, we want to help them as best we can. And it's funny, I actually asked him a few games ago, like, Coach, what's it like to have one guy have well over 100 catches and then the rest of the receivers all be, you know, 30, 40 receptions or under? I mean, he's got 100 more catches than the next guy. What's that like in the locker room? I said, you know, rarely do I see receivers go out for routes, and you know how you kind of see a guy throw his hands up like, hey, I was wide open when the ball goes to Zay in double coverage? I didn't see that the whole lot this year, but you know there has to be some kind of feeling like, hey, I can make these catches too. Why aren't you throwing me the ball? And he said, listen, I told him. He said, listen, we've got something very, very special going on here. You guys have to recognize greatness. And he said, you know, you don't want to hold any other players up to a higher standard than you hold the next guy. But every now and then, a special, special player comes along, and that's what Zay is. And so I think that everybody supports him. He's such a good kid, great parents. So, you know, he's going to get his opportunity tonight to get these 5 passes, and then we'll see what happens from there. But I have no doubt in my mind he'll get that record.
Okay. Kevin, 2014, the last time East Carolina played at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pirates went into the game nationally ranked. had a winning streak, had five lost fumbles against Temple, had a big lead in total yardage, but the Owls came away with a 20-10 victory. And the program has really not been the same since then. There was a bowl loss to Florida at the end of 2014, missed a bowl trip last year, have had a coaching transition, of course, and 3-8 going into the game with the Owls today. You know, if anybody owed anybody anything, East Carolina certainly in playing Temple has the opportunity perhaps to kind of even the score. The Owls are playing for the East Division Championship in the American Athletic Conference.
Yeah, I think in that game in 2014, I think the Pirates were the better team. I can remember Temple, you know, they had some smaller guys defensively, but they were really, really tough and athletic, and you know, they just made it tough on the Pirates, and it was kind of a snowy, rainy, nasty kind of a day, and the Pirates couldn't hold on to the football, as you mentioned, the five turnovers. And it just went from bad to worse, and you know, I think the program, as you said, has just kind of never gotten over that. And this Temple team is very gritty, very similar. They play very good defense, only giving up 18 points a game, you know, under 300 yards total offense per game to opponents, which is unbelievable in this day and age. And this spread happy, pass happy offenses. And then offensively, they like to run the football. You know, they're averaging about almost 200 yards, 185 yards a game rushing. They throw it a little bit, but not a whole lot. And so they're going to play good, tough defense, you know, get off the field on third downs, and then work the clock and run the football. And so the Pirates just, you know, they know what to expect. They know what Temple wants to do, and they just have to be able to come out and stop them and try to score. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight, but this is a Temple team that's very, very good, and with a lot on the line trying to get that East Division championship.
Okay. Kevin, you mentioned the weather 2 years ago. It doesn't look like there is rain in the forecast for tonight, but it's probably going to be the coldest game of the year for the Pirates. And how do you think that will affect things?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, they haven't really played in any significantly cold games this year. I mean, you know, last week the game started out in 70 degrees. I mean, it did end up dropping into the 40s, I believe, but they haven't really had very many cold opportunities, so we'll see. You know, there's guys that have been on the team for a couple of years. They played, obviously, in cold weather, but it'll probably affect me more if Jeff Charles tries to keep that window open in the will of the players. They'll be out there. They'll go hard, and hopefully, as long as there's no precipitation, it shouldn't be much of a factor.
Well, Kevin, as we go forward, you know, you wonder about the future of the program. Obviously, the coaches are putting a lot of effort into recruiting, and there will be some talent coming back. Zay Jones, obviously, will not provide the dimension that he has as a go-to receiver, but let's talk a little bit about the future of the program as you see it.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it offensively right now, I truly believe there's two NFL players on this current roster, Zay Jones and James Summers. I think they'll both play in the NFL for a lot of years. And going backwards, every year for the last, you know, since 2000 began, there has been an NFL player on East Carolina's offensive side of the ball. And I'll mess this up. I won't remember him in order. But if you go from Zay and James this year to Justin Hardy, to Lance Lewis, to Dwayne Harris, to Andre Allison, Terrence Copper. I mean, there was somebody, you know, Chris Johnson, there was somebody that played the receiver position or running back position going back to, you know, 2000 that was a go-to guy, the guy that you put the ball in his hands, he was going to make something happen. And you go back, I think we had a couple of dead years in there in the early 2000s, I think. But if you go where Troy Smith and
you had Vontae Leach, of course.
Vontae Leach, so you've always had guys that you count on, and you know, and next year will be a year that somebody new has got to step up. I mean, I think DeAndre Ferrier is a guy that could be a big-time receiver. He had some big plays this year, but he also put the ball on the ground a few times. You know, I think that they'll have to find some people. Trayvon Brown hopefully comes back and does what he did earlier in his career. But they, you know, they're out there recruiting hard. They're looking at JUCO guys, looking at freshmen, you know, seniors in high school. And so we'll see what happens next. But it is a scary time in the Pirate program because you just don't know. Off a 3-8 team, you're losing, you know, your best players. And so we'll see. They're going to have to get better up front on the offensive line. They have to get better up front on the defensive line. You know, they're graduating a couple seniors from a defensive line that only had, you know, 5 sacks this year, and 2.5 of those came from one guy. In the secondary, they've got to get better. They've got some young, good young players, I think, in Gore and Sargent. But those guys have got to step up and make more plays, and they've got to build around them. You know, linebacker, they've got to get better. So, you know, they've got a lot of places to fix. At running back, you know, I like the Anderson kid. I think he'll be okay, but you know he's a guy who's an invited walk on. You know, so is he going to step up and take that role, or is there going to be somebody that we don't know about? You know, so there's a lot of things to be concerned about for the future. But the one thing I do know is that, you know, no one's going to recruit any harder than Coach Montgomery. He's going to be everywhere all the time, and he's going after the top guys. And you know, who knows how many we'll get, but he's going to go after him. And I think parents are going to like him. He goes in that living room and talks about East Carolina, not just about East Carolina, but he can talk about his relationship with Bruce Arians at Arizona. He can talk about his relationship with Mike Tomlin. Hey, you come here, you'll get the ball a lot. You can make it to the NFL. You know, we play on TV every week, that kind of thing. So I think that'll be helpful to him. So we'll see. We'll see. I think the future will be bright, but right now, they need some players.
All right. The immediate task is Temple tonight and Bonesville Tradition. Kevin's keys to the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very simple. I think they can't turn the ball over like they did, you know, 2 years ago down there. They, you know, you go on the road to a tough opponent, you got to take care of the football. I think they've got to find a way to run the football. This Temple team isn't giving up a whole lot on the ground, 135 yards per game, so they've got to find a way to do that, and they got to be able to stop the run. I mean, basically control the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. If they can't do either one of those things, it's not going to be pretty. So they've got their work cut out for them tonight, and we'll see if they can come through.
All right. Well, Kevin, I've enjoyed doing the Bonesville pregame podcast with you this season, and we'll have our paintbrushes in Philadelphia tonight.
Should be exciting. We'll see.
Thanks, Kevin.
This little shit got him.